You know, after 20 years, everybody get a doctor's, you know, they get a doctor's accolade. So,
yeah. Yeah.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
We're doing okay. We're doing okay. Actually, I'm doing great because I love and I live for 90 degree weather. So ooh. I am just like ecstatic that I can go out and sweat. Was on the bike over the weekend, Eric, mm-hmm. and, you know, did about an hour on the trail. Yeah, 90 degrees.
He loves it.
I'm doing good. I'm actually
blood pressure medicine.
I'm doing good, Eric, man. For real. Like, I feel good, man. Like I love the heat.
I'm glad somebody else agreed with me.
What's that?
I'm like, dude, you crazy.
This is,
and he seriously, he really means what he said. Oh, yeah, he love that heat.
I love. Did 10 miles on yesterday, and I did 10 miles Saturday, and
probably gonna do 10 a day
if I can. So,
in the heat,
drinking water though.
Wow, yeah.
He ain't doing this at night. Endurance, cool down.
I had one of my employees said, "Hey, man, I had to ride that bike. Can you put my bike in your trunk, man? It's 90 degrees.
Oh, really? So I take my bike, Eric, and I go down to Fisherman Landing, and it's so you right there by the bike trail. Park at the Fisherman Landing, get on the trail. I go out to the Pier Marquette, go out towards North Muskegon, and it's mostly flat terrain, so you're not doing a lot of incline. It's a small incline, so it's actually a pretty easy ride. But you get to see how beautiful Muskegon is, you know?
Yeah, you can do that from an air-conditioned car, too.
But it's not, you're not burning calories, big Rob.
That's what keeps Paul in such good shape.
Yeah, that's what keeps you in shape, Rob.
Yeah, I ain't worried about being in shape. I'm good.
Rob done got his life insurance policy straight and increased the amount and all.
I'm good.
So anyway, Eric's not here to talk about that. He got a more important stuff to talk about.
Yes, he does.
The MDCR 101, Know Your Rights. Tell us about it.
Well, we're going to do a MDCR 101, NAACP, Muskegon NAACP, is sponsoring this with the Department of Civil Rights. That's what the MDCR, Michigan Department of Civil Rights. And it's Know Your Rights in Michigan. And I think it's important that everybody knows what their civil rights are. And civil rights, I mean, if it's with dealing with jobs, dealing with people, dealing with the police, whatever it is, you need to know.
Oh, wow. This is going to be like a college course, man.
It's got
to
be.
Because we don't know too much. It's a lot to learn, huh?
Yeah, because, you know, some people think they can get it off YouTube, but you can't. I mean, YouTube, they showing the best of the best.
Right.
But they ain't showing when it don't work out.
Okay.
And but these are the investigators, the actual investigators that investigate these allegations. And they'll be there this Thursday, the 16th. And it's going to be at Motu's Lakeshore Wine Bar. Jonathan Delks and his partners were absolutely wonderful when I brought this to them. And they just said, without a hesitation, yes, we don't got nothing on our schedule. You got it.
Wow, that's good.
So,
wow,
I want to give a shout out to them.
6:00 p.m. this Wednesday. Why you think this is important?
I think it's important. You know, as NAACP, we get a lot of complaints, a lot of civil rights complaints, and some are actual civil rights violations, and some are not. But some are equal employment opportunity violations. And the good thing about this is we developed a relationship with the Department of Civil Rights to where we can call if we got something that we feel is a civil rights violation, we can call them up because they got the heavy arm of the law behind them.
Okay.
So what say a company may say, well, we don't want to talk to you guys. They got to talk to them. Yes.
Wow. And so you built that relationship.
Yeah, we're starting to build that relationship to where we can call them. They'll set up an appointment in Muskegon, come to Muskegon, and we'll meet. And they'll interview the complainant. They'll interview our complainant.
Are these Trump's people or are these the state government?
This is state government.
Oh, okay. Because I saw that picture of Trump's folks. Right, yeah. Let me know who. Am I wasting my time here? See that picture, Rob?
Yeah, I saw it.
Did you see it, Eric? They dropped a picture. They did a swearing in ceremony last week of the new people working for the Civil Rights Division, Department of Justice. And you would have thought they were in North Dakota.
Okay.
Far north.
That's what they wanted you.
Well, the director is Mr. John Johnson. Attorney John Johnson is the director of Michigan Department of
Civil Rights. So Michigan, okay. All right.
Yeah, and he's a long-time standing NAACP lawyer.
Okay.
And he don't play.
He don't play.
So if you got a complaint and it's a legitimate complaint, they're going to tell you right there, look, we're going to start investigating this and just see what happens with this, how it turns out. If they know you don't have a complaint, they're going to tell you right then and there, no, you don't have a civil rights complaint. But maybe you do have an equal employment complaint. So they'll send it over to them and then they'll look at it.
Wow.
So you win both ways. You'll get two different eyes, two different organizations from the state. Well, two different organizations looking at your case.
Oh, wow. Do they publish the findings of some of these cases? Because I know there's been times some local entities have lost, have actually been fined by the state of Michigan, had to award some money to former employees, but you don't hear about it. You really have to search right. for it.
Now, I don't know if it's like publicly out there or not, the results. I'm not for sure on that piece, so I'm not going to really comment on that because I don't know.
Okay. But they can come out on July 16th and they'll have the answers, correct?
Sure enough.
All right.
That's the good thing with that.
Yeah.
They're going to educate you. They're going to listen to your questions and they're going to answer your questions. And I think that's the best opportunity going right now to get educated on your civil rights, what you have coming to you or when somebody violates that.
Now, I know in the flyer, is it Wednesday or Thursday? Because the 16th is actually Thursday.
It's Thursday.
So, yeah. So we got to correct the flyer, make sure we get Thursday there. So you got a few more days.
I got Thursday on my flyer too.
Yeah. Don't worry. We get it right. It's happening on the 16th.
I didn't do the flyer.
You didn't do the flyer. It's all right. You know, I just looked at it today because I know the 16th. I know where I got to be.
Yeah,
on the
16th. I'm looking at it.
Thursday. Well, okay, Thursday, Ms. Egan.
Yes, it's Thursday the 16th.
Okay. And it's 6 o'clock p.m. Is this the first time you guys have collaborated together?
This is the first time we put on a meeting like this. Now, I've had people... Because we're looking for a spot in Muskegon where we can meet with them. Okay, so we found that. And so then they come in and they'll look at it, make sure that there's got some privacy in this area. Okay, so what would have been happening in the past is we've taken them over to Grand Rapids, over to Grand Rapids NAACP, and they had a spot and we would meet them there and they would interview the person right there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you guys actually need a building, huh? If somebody would donate you a building, would you guys take it?
Yes, sir.
All right, Muskegon. They are a nonprofit.
Or just donate us a meeting area.
A meeting area.
You know.
You guys deserve your own space, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, you guys, the NAACP been around a long time. Yes. And you still, if people have complaints, you still are taking complaints and investigating them, right?
We take complaints almost every day. Definitely. Every week we got complaints that come in and we investigate them.
Yeah. Have you been seeing like an increase in cases here in Muskegon?
We've seen an increase in a lot of complaints with the hospital.
Okay.
That's probably number one. Then we've got complaints with employers, about employers, and then a few with the police department.
Wow. Any findings?
We're still working on quite a few of them. With employers, we've had some luck. with the police department, it's just a matter of if you have a complaint and you're going to file this complaint, go through with it.
Follow through.
Because Rob sits on a, the president, right?
He does too.
Oh, you're on the board too?
Yeah.
Community Police Review Board?
Yeah.
Rob's the chair.
Yeah.
And chair. What he just said is exactly for his,
Citizen Police Review Board.
Citizen Police Review
Board. And following through on your reports. You have to follow through.
When you say follow through, what do you mean?
What do I mean on the Citizen Police Review Board? We will get the complaint. Normally, the police department don't find their officer did anything wrong. Okay? So there's an option down at the bottom of the application that you can sign off to say it's okay. You know, that I want the Citizen Police Review Board to review this also. Now, we don't have no teeth, but we can go back to the commission and everybody else and say, look, this need to be looked at again. And 99.9% of the time, they will look back at it again. And then there will be some issues, you know, some things to deal with. But you have to go through the process. And even with the NAACP, I'm sure y'all have a process, but it ain't just going to happen overnight, because there's certain steps, even us as Citizens Police Review Board, we have to take. You know, I'm sure the NAACP has certain steps they have to take.
Yes, and that one big step with the police review board is that signature at the bottom.
Yes.
I think sometimes people don't understand that part. And maybe, I don't know if they make it clear to them, but that's what gets the complaint to us.
Yes. That's what brings it to us.
Do you guys ever work together? Like NAACP?
He's there. Work? If we need to, we will.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That's good.
Myself and Eric is there as a liaison and stuff like that also, you know, to kind of help us understand, you know, if people don't know, he's a former police officer.
Right.
We don't understand police officer stuff a lot of times, the citizen police, because it's made up of a group of citizens. Mm-hmm. And if you haven't had any contact with the police, or if you haven't had to, you know, a family member deal with the police, you don't know what procedurally what's supposed to be done. Well, that's when you have a person like Eric that sits on that board who kind of can break it down to, you know, kindergarten stages, because he's had to do it for me, you know, because I'm riled up, you know. Eric, chair, you might want to look at it this way.
I mean, he does from another perspective.
Yeah, he does it real nice and calm and respectful.
And sometimes it's Rob looking at it the right way.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm going to let him know, but we might have to go at it a little different way.
Yeah, a little different way. So
you see it the right way, because sometimes they wrong.
How does it make you feel when you see some people that might get mistreated by the police?
It always make me feel upset. I don't like it. I've never liked it. While I worked, I've seen it. I tried to intervene with it. I definitely wasn't a part of it. I'm pretty sure that's why I stayed on patrol for 20 years.
Yeah, we don't need him up here.
Yeah, he's stopping too much.
Because we had Lieutenant Parker or Captain Parker back in the day?
Captain Parker.
Lieutenant Parker. Was he the last black in charge?
Yeah.
Wow.
You know how long ago that was, right?
Bruh, we didn't even have iPhones then.
No, we didn't have, I don't think. Yeah, no, we didn't. We didn't. Didn't have no phones for real.
So, wow. Muskegon?
And Muskegon refuses to hire a black chief. Mm. They refuse to, the few blacks that they have there now, they refuse to give them an administrative position.
Maybe they leave though, right? They do leave.
You know, I just seen a new hire, young black guy.
Was he a sergeant, lieutenant, or captain?
Oh, he was new hire.
He was new hire. So
he got a new hire.
He was probie.
Right. Mm. But a lot of them have to work their way up and then they end up leaving. Right?
Not all of them.
Not all of them?
Not all of them.
No, I think that
you're giving them too much grace.
Yeah.
There's black sergeants on that police department. There was others that was there, you know, and stuff like that. You mean to tell me Parker was the last one that you found qualified enough before you put all those white men and women in those positions of authority and sergeants and stuff? Because they trying to cover up for each other. You get somebody like Eric in there as a lieutenant or something like that, he gonna tell you you're wrong.
Or Joy.
Yeah.
Joy, we had a lot of y'all been Nash.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Which one of them did you see as a sergeant, lieutenant, or captain?
Right. And Eric, you served in the military, right?
Yep.
I think Joy served in the military.
How many of them did you see as a lieutenant? Served their country. Or captain.
Did you want to be sergeant, lieutenant?
Of course. But you know, after 10 to 12, 13 years, you see, I'm telling you, to be honest, after 6-7 years, I knew that wasn't going to be the route.
Okay.
It wasn't going to happen.
Wow.
You had to either change yourself and be somebody else.
Wow.
And that wasn't me.
Exactly.
I'm going to say it how it really is.
Rob, we on radio.
But I'm going to do it in a nice radio-friendly way.
You
had to become a white man and forget that you're black and you grew up around most of these black people.
So you couldn't watch Dr. Umar?
No, heck no. You can't. Jeremiah Wright, Farrakhan, nobody. Elijah Muhammad,
Marcus
you bet
Garvey.
Not. You bet not. They'll smack you on your hand and say, boy, that ain't where you supposed to be. So that's what they would do. President Eric Hood said.
Right, exactly.
I said that.
Exactly. Yeah.
The crazy thing about what he's saying is that I've been called in a few times by three different chiefs. And the conversation went almost the same way. It was like, who are you with? And I said, excuse me? They said, who are you with? You with them or you blue?
Oh, wow.
I said, while I'm working, I wear a blue uniform. I'm blue, of course. While I'm off, I'm just like everybody else. I say, I go to the same school. I went to the same school as these people. My kids go to the same school. I go to the same stores We go to the same churches.
Barbershops.
So why wouldn't I talk to these people? Why wouldn't I talk to the people in the community and socialize with the people in the community on and off work?
Right. Wow. So that was against ethics to talk to people in the community? And a black man couldn't talk to black folks?
I don't know what they meant by it, but that's what they said.
All right, got some online comments. Kevin Richards said, I've been looking for the NAACP in Muskegon. So if people wants to reach out to NAACP, how can they reach you guys?
Well, I can give you my number, which is 231-343-2706.
All right, there you go, Kevin. Also, Will Robinson said, if I'm not mistaken, Ed Viverett applied the last time to chief.
Yes, he did.
Position was open, and he's well qualified for that position.
Yes, he is.
Were you on council then, commission?
Yes, I was on that that board. I think what happened with his application is that it got to him and he got it in. It was something to do with the application was late. Something like that. But the other guy that was from, I know he used to work out at.
Yeah, he was in Alabama. He came. We did some research on him. Yeah,
now, he was the number one.
Flint guy, I think.
Yeah. He was the number one pick.
Wow.
But, man, the phone calls that I know that I got and the phone. So I know that the city manager at that time, well, the acting city manager at that time got a lot of phone calls.
Wow. About not hiring that person. We can't have a black. So we just can't have a black police chief in Muskegon.
No, you can't.
I can't say that,
but I can't. No, you can't. There's quite a.
But you gotta be man, like we got. You gotta.
I
be
don't
like,
know how to say his name. Viverett.
Uh-huh.
Very much qualified.
Oh no doubt.
Yeah. Very much qualified.
I think he served in the military too.
Very much qualified.
There's definitely. Qualified.
He was very much
high ranking.
Say it right. Very much qualified.
Very much overqualified.
Yes. And you mean to tell me, he got his application in late? Man, go.
It was
miss me
with
that.
It was something like
miss
that.
Miss me with
don't
that.
Quote me with what it was, but it wasn't. It had nothing to do with his qualifications.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, top of the hour coming up Thursday, 6 o'clock. Know your rights. You're going to have attorneys out there, or who's going to be speaking?
Well, we're going to have the investigators for sure.
Okay.
They'll be there from Michigan Department of Civil Rights, and they'll be there to answer the questions.
Wow. All right. We got to have you back more often. I know we run spots, right? But it's good to be able to touch and talk to the civil rights leader.
And if you need any, you know, things blasted out there as far as cases that y'all working on, yeah, or whatever, let us know. You know, give us the information so we can logically, you know, speak on it.
Yeah.
You know, enough to where we can logically speak on it. But, you know, a lot of times these companies and stuff, you know, they forget about NAACP is here.
Yeah.
They forget about this radio station is here. What the others won't do, we just might.
Yeah.
So they keep us in mind.
Trust me, they know
when y'all got something.
We definitely will. Thank you.
And thank you for your service, Eric, to just serve in the military and then serve your community as a police officer with dignity. Mm-hmm. Then you turned around and served on council.
Council.
And that wasn't a lot of money. You just did it because of your love for the community. And now you're serving at NAACP where you get no money.
None.
You've been
you
nothing.
Get a lot of headache.
A lot of you've been nothing but a servant to your community. You know what I mean? And we cannot take that for granted, brother. Like, really appreciate you. You've been in the trenches, taking shots, speaking up for the community while a police officer trying to break down barriers, challenging your white counterparts on treating us equal. And we know that you were outmanned, you were outnumbered, you were by yourself, you had a few more people with you. But man, I appreciate you. You know, when I called you and asked you, could you run for city council, city commissioner? I know that was a tough.
Yeah, that was you.
Yeah, I know.
I ain't saying you did. So now I'll speak on it.
Yeah, I did. I like, hey, man, we need leaders like Paul. Eric. And I believe in him, man.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So thank you for your service. Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
You're welcome. 30, 40 years?
Yeah, more than that. How long did you do in the military?
I did 4 years.
4 years? Yeah, how long were you a police officer?
20.
So that's 24 right there. Yeah. How long were you on the commission?
I was on commission for 12.
Oh, that's 36.
Okay, and how long you been the president of NAACP? 12.
Going on 12. Yeah, this is 12.
There you go. You've been a servant all his life, man.
12
all
his is that life. Magic number.
Ain't it? Man, if anybody needs to get honored, Muskegon, give this man his flowers while he's still here. That is a lot of work to do in this community. That is a lot of work. And I'm glad I can call you a friend.
Yeah, I'm glad I got his number now.
Yeah.
When he was a police, he used to walk past my house going to the store to get a water, you know, because he's working out or whatever, trying to stay buff. Yeah. And,
But I thank you for that.
He was just a normal person. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You would see him. You know, everybody had police questions for him, but, you know, you would see him. You could talk to him. You know, he even one time walked past my house. I remember this. And he shot the basket on it while he walking back towards his house. And he kept on walking. You know, like, oh, this ball out here, boom.
There you go.
You know, community was good to me also.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, it was two-way street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Going back to my music, it's after the jams.